In this age of decadence, lack of direction and purpose, God has raised seven to raise models of integrity and power. Models that will rise above the limit of their birth, backgrounds and circumstances to dimensions beyond their imagination. Come, let God show you how the vehicle of grace can take you from where you are to where He has ordained you to be. Grow in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through the preaching and the teaching of a word of life. Join God's choice servant for the world of His grace.
Can we open our Bibles to Psalm 92? Psalm 92. Glory be to God in the heart. I am particularly excited about the theme of this convention, thrive. Look at your neighbor and say, I am destined to thrive. Say, it is my time to thrive. And thriving, I will thrive in Jesus' name. Psalm 92, I'll begin to read from verse 10 down to verse 14. But my horn shall thou exalt like the horn of a unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. The word fresh here also means flourishing. It means prosperous. It also means green or new. So you can read it like this. I shall be anointed with flourishing oil, prosperous oil, thriving oil, new oil. I hope you know that oil is a symbol of the anointing. Amen. I said amen. Oh, my eye also shall see my desire on my enemies. Is somebody saying amen? And my ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish or thrive like the palm tree. It shall grow like a cedar in what? Lebanon. Those who are planted in the house of the Lord shall what? Flourish or thrive in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruits in old age. They shall be fat and what? Flourishing. By the special grace of God tonight, for some few minutes, I'm going to be sharing with you on a message that I titled Anointed to Thrive. Anointed to Thrive. Can we pray? Father, we just want to thank you because your word is already anointed. Let your word bring illumination. Let your word bring revelation to everybody who is under the sound of my voice and those who are listening online. Let them receive their word in due season in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray that through the instrumentality of your word tonight, burdens shall be lifted in the name of Jesus, and yokes shall be destroyed by reason of the anointing in the name of Jesus. Thank you for giving us understanding. Thank you for sending your word to us to position us for a time of thriving, a time of flourishing. At the end of the day, let all the glory, let all the honor go back to your name. For we pray with thanksgiving in Jesus' name. I said in Jesus' name. Anointed to thrive. Anointed to thrive. That simply means that there is an anointing to thrive. See after me, say there's an anointing to thrive. In Psalm 92 verse 10, the psalmist says, I shall be anointed with fresh oil. I've told you earlier on, the word fresh here means flourishing, thriving, prosperous, new, or green oil. And it's talking about the anointing to flourish. You see, the anointing represents so many things in the Bible. There are anointings in the Bible. Anointing to teach, anointing to preach, anointing to minister, anointing to sing, anointing to deliver. But I want you to know that the focus of our attention tonight is on the anointing to thrive. because I believe that God is bringing lighthouse into a season of thriving. Can I have a resounding amen? Amen. Tell your neighbor, say, I don't know about you, but I am entering into a season of thriving. Make that confession. Say, I am entering into a season of thriving. And I want to approach this message tonight from the angle of the fact that there is also an anointing to flourish. There's an anointing to thrive. We see this anointing at work in the scriptures and in the life of covenant people. Many of us are familiar with the story of Joseph in the Bible. Joseph is an example of somebody who was thriving. It was an example of somebody who was flourishing when he was a prisoner. I mean, when he was a slave, rather. Let's start from that. He flourished in the house of his master Potiphar. Genesis 39, verse 2 to 6. When he was in the house of Potiphar, scripture, says to us that he became a prosperous man. He was flourishing. When the wife connived against him, and he landed in prison. When he got into prison, Genesis 39, verse 21 to 23, you discover that he continued to flourish. So it didn't matter whether he was a slave. It didn't matter whether he was a prisoner. And in fact, by the time he became the prime minister, that same oil, that same anointing to thrive, that same anointing to flourish was working in his life. I'm here to announce to somebody tonight that in the same vein, in the same fashion, you will flourish in this season in the name of Jesus. The word thrive is a very interesting word. What does it mean? The word thrive means to flourish. It means to blossom. It means to bloom. One meaning of the word thrive, which I love, means to break forth as a bud. B-U-D. To break forth as a bud. A bud, it's when something sprouts. When something shoots up a plant. It means to grow. It means to grow rapidly or to grow vigorously. It means to grow, a new form of growth. You see, you need to have an idea of what thriving is all about. It's about you and I growing successfully. It also means to prosper. I want you to have the idea of what thriving is so that you can know what God is up to. Understanding is very crucial. Proverbs 16 verse 22 says, understanding is a wellspring of life to him that has it. You cannot take advantage of what you don't know, and that's why it's important for you to understand what thriving is all about. Say after me, say, Holy Spirit, give me a deep understanding of what it means to thrive. Say it again. Say, give me a deep understanding of what it means to thrive. You see, God is bringing us into a season of thriving. That's what God wants to do in this house. That's where God is taking lighthouse onto. But you need to know what flourishing or thriving is all about. That's why I'm praying for you tonight. That before you leave this place, you will leave this place with a deeper understanding, a deeper revelation of what flourishing is all about in the name of Jesus. Sometimes you say, I will never be the same. Because the anointing to thrive will begin to speak. Tell your neighbor, say, it will begin to speak in your life. It will begin to speak in your endeavors. It's going to speak in everything that you do. If you are receiving this, can I have a resounding amen? Amen. Now, I want you also to understand that the anointing to thrive, or what we are talking about, thriving, what does God really have in mind? This anointing to thrive, what is he capable of doing? What is he capable of accomplishing? God does not send his promises to us without any major purpose. Proverbs 16:4. The Lord has made everything for himself, even the wicked man for the day of evil. So listen, there are certain things that the anointing to flourish or the anointing to thrive wants to do. And I want you to go with me this evening. I'm going to be sharing with you about 7 clear dimensions of what this anointing to thrive will accomplish in your life. Are you ready for it? If you are ready, say, Lord, I'm ready. The first thing the anointing to flourish is going to do in our lives is that it will empower you to flourish regardless of the prevailing situation or the circumstance of life. I love this. You see, the anointing to thrive is not limited by geographical location. The anointing to thrive is not limited by what is happening, by what has happened, and what will happen. I don't know whether you're hearing me. We are living in a time. We are living in challenging times. We are living in turbulent times. High cost of living, recession, inflation rates, the cost of living, things have skyrocketed all over the place. It's not only in Nigeria. It's all over the world. Amen, somebody. But guess what? If God says he's bringing Lighthouse into a season of thriving, God knows that he's going to accomplish this thing not by power, not by might, and not even by your intellect. It's going to be by the Spirit of God. Tap your neighbor and say, you will flourish in this season regardless of what is happening. Regardless of what has happened or what will happen. I don't know whether you understand what I just said now. Regardless of what is happening now, regardless of what will happen or what has happened, this anointing to thrive is no respecter of what is happening or what has happened or what will happen. Are you getting the point tonight? Listen, so what is happening in Nigeria cannot stop you. Those of us who are watching online, wherever you are watching from, what is happening in your nation or your country of residence cannot stop you from flourishing, cannot stop you from thriving, because the anointing to thrive works regardless of the prevailing situation or the circumstance of life. That's why whatever God has ordained and purposed for you this year, it will happen in the name of Jesus. I was telling you earlier on about Joseph. Listen, it didn't matter. Listen, have you ever seen a slave thriving? Have you ever heard about a prisoner thriving? So most of the time, we are used to people who are probably influential, what? Thriving. But listen to this, the anointing that is on you to flourish will cause you to flourish in this season, regardless of what is happening, in the name of Jesus. Tap your neighbor and say, you will flourish in this season, regardless of what is happening. You know, some of us have put limitations on our goals, on our expectations. I don't know what goals you set for yourself at the beginning of the year, but by the when you see the market forces and the way things were, some people have adjusted or readjusted. Yeah, my God is bigger, my God is greater, and the anointing to thrive can still work, will still work regardless of what is that. That's why you will accomplish that goal this year. Oh, you didn't get what I said. I said you accomplished that goal this year. Look at your neighbor and say, I am anointed to flourish. So tell him, say, therefore, I flourish regardless of what is happening. Tell your neighbor, say, the prevailing situation or circumstance cannot stop you. If you are receiving that, say a better amen. Many of you know the story of Isaac. Isaac prospered in the time of famine. Genesis 26. When you look at the lives of covenant people, it did not matter what was happening, because the anointing to flourish is not a respecter of situations or circumstances. That's why I see you flourishing in this season in the name of Jesus. I don't know whether you also know that when God was saying in the psalm that we read, it says you will flourish like the palm tree, Psalm 92 verse 12. You will grow like a cedar in Lebanon. There's something about those trees. Those trees, they flourish regardless of the prevailing situation or the circumstance of life. I shared a story some few months ago in church. I went to my village some years ago, and there are some palm trees that once you're entering my village, you begin to see those palm trees. Those palm trees are still there. They are still standing strong. Amen. They are still fresh. Listen, this is several years ago. I have been used to seeing them. They have not changed. They are still flourishing. That's going to be your testimony in Jesus' name. God did not compare you with any kind of tree. He said you will flourish the way palm tree flourishes, the way cedar tree flourishes, because these trees are choice and economic trees. That's to tell you that the circumstance cannot stop you. I'm here to tell someone, what is happening in this land will not stop your flourishing. Look at your neighbor and say, you will still flourish. In fact, I say, I am flourishing. Tap your number and say, my name is Thriving, Thriving, Thriving. Say, in case you don't know, my new name is Thriving. Say, I will thrive. I will thrive. Why? By the anointing. If you are receiving that, can I have a better amen? Amen. What can the anointing to thrive? What is supposed to do? Number two, this anointing will also empower you. It will empower you to flourish regardless of who is in power or government. Hear this. Listen, this anointing is not a respecter of who is in power or government. Whether it's APC, whether it's PDP, whether it's Labour Party, whether it's Democrats, whether it's Republican, or whatever party is in government. You listen, as a child of God, your flourishing is not dependent on who is in power or government. Are you hearing me tonight? I don't think so. Some people are not hearing me. Listen, I know our party affiliation differs. Everybody has the right to choose whoever you want to vote for. That's part of your civic duty. But listen, if your prosperity, if your flourishing is limited to a man, then listen to this. Then where is the place and significance of God? The covenant is stronger. I don't know about you. My covenant is stronger. It's stronger than any government. It's stronger than any person. In power. I'm going to show this to you, because some of you are wondering, what's Pastor saying? The anointing to thrive will empower you to flourish regardless of who is in power. Yes. A good example is Daniel. Say Daniel. Daniel came to Babylon as what? A slave. And the same, you see, it was the same anointing that was operating in Joseph's life that you see in Daniel's life also. As a slave, he excelled. He excelled. When they put them into school in Babylon 3 years, the Bible said they stood before the king. Daniel chapter 1 verse 17, as for these 4 children, God gave them knowledge and skill in all learning and wisdom. And Daniel had what? Understanding in all dreams and visions. Verse 20 says, concerning these men, in all matters of knowledge and understanding that the king inquired of them, he found them what? 10 times better. Listen, that's not where I'm going. This is where I'm going. Do you know that Daniel survived, succeeded, and have significance? Listen, he had significance, not minding who was in power or government. Do you know that Daniel was still influential, not only in the reign of Nebuchadnezzar, the reign of his son, when a new government came into power, the Medians and the Persians, Daniel was still flourishing. In fact, the Bible says in Daniel chapter 6, verse 28, Daniel 6:28. So this Daniel, what prospered in the reign of Cyrus, what the Persian, and Darius the Median. He did not matter who was in government, he was still flourishing. Look at your neighbor and tap him. Say, that's the anointing that you carry. Tell him, say, that's what the flourishing anointing can do. So tell your neighbor, say, regardless of who is in power. Tell him, say, regardless of who is in government, you will still flourish. Listen, aren't you happy? Aren't you? Listen, I thank God my hope is not hinged on a man. A man can disappoint. A man can promise you something today and say no tomorrow. I've shared this story several times in church. I mean, in the early days of Rema Chapel, where we used to be in Agbowo there, the shopping complex. I was assistant pastor at a point in time in the life of that church, and my pastor was not around, and the guests came to preach. And when the guests came to preach, in the course of the preaching, he decided to raise a building fund because we were believing God for land then. And he preached a powerful message, and he charged everybody to give. Everybody gave. In fact, he also pledged. Amen, somebody. Are you with me? I said amen, somebody. So when my Oga came, I gave him the brief. Oh, wonderful service. The man blessed us. And the man even, you know, made a commitment towards the pledge. So my pastor decided to call him. Amen. And said, thank you, man of God, for being a great blessing to us. I heard about the message, the word. And I also heard about the fact that you also promised a pledge. And the man said, I didn't make a promise. He said, but my assistant said, you pledged. He said, no, I didn't make any promise. So, I mean, my pastor was sort of like bewildered and shocked. And when he hung up, he called me and said, Shebi, you said he made, I said, yes, he made a pledge. That's, you can ask so, you can ask so. So my pastor called and said, so one best, oh, make a pledge. But he's now saying that he did not make any pledge again. Amen. Hello. What are you going to do about that? That is man for you. Amen, somebody. A man can change his mind anytime. Amen, somebody. Are you with me? I'm telling you a real life story. In fact, to make it even even worse, it was captured on video. Amen, somebody. And it was in the days of VHS. So, he cannot lie. But the man said he did not pledge. So, what are you going to do? Tap your neighbor and say, thank God, God is not a man. No. Have you not seen how men change? Oh, you have not seen how men change. Oh, I mean, I've seen that a lot. Amen, somebody. A man can change at any point in time, but I thank God, my daddy cannot change. Ever faithful God, ever reliable God. What he said is reliable. You can go to the market. You can go to sleep with what God has promised. Numbers 23 verse 19, God is not a man that should lie, neither the son of man that should repent. As he said it, shall he not do it? As he spoken, shall he not make his word come to pass? I love 1 Samuel 15 verse 29. It says, also the strength of Israel will not lie nor repent, because he's not a man. Titus 1 verse 2 says, God in the hope of eternal life, the God that cannot lie. He's not, listen, it's not that he's thinking, he cannot lie. Lying is not in the character of God. So his word is reliable. Psalm 19 verse 89. Forever, O Lord, your word is what? Psalm 19 also says in verse 86. Verse 86. All your commandments are faithful. Say all. Not some. All. Say all. Psalm 19 verse 1. Psalm 19 verse 138 says, thy testimonies that you have commanded, they are righteous and very faithful. I'm trying to tell you something tonight, saints, that you can rely on what God has said. If God says this anointing to thrive will make you to thrive, regardless of who is in power of government, you better believe it. Because God is not a liar. If it worked for Joseph, if it worked for Abraham, if it worked for Isaac, if it worked for all the patriarchs, it will work for me. Tap your number and say, I will thrive.
Say, regardless of who is in power. You know, let me even add something. Regardless of the policies. You know, because government just come up with all kinds of policies. And some of those policies may not favor you naturally, but by the covenant, say by the covenant, you will still flourish. You see, what God has made available to you and I is stronger than any human system, is stronger than any human provision. It's a covenant that is sure. Listen, it's failure proof. It will not fail. You're not getting what I'm saying. I said it will not fail. So tap your number, say, the anointing to thrive will make me to thrive regardless of who is in power or government. I mean, I like that, because my prosperity is not dependent on any man. My prosperity is dependent on what the covenant says. And the covenant never fails. Glory be to God. Tap your neighbor, say, it will not fail you. Number three, let's run because of time. The anointing to thrive, what is it capable of doing? This anointing will also make you or empower you to flourish all year round. Now, you know, for some people, they can only do well in some seasons. Listen, the anointing to thrive is not seasonal. Amen? You didn't get what I said. The anointing to thrive is not what? let me show you something again. You know, when he said in verse 12, the righteous shall flourish, how? Talk to me. How? He shall grow. The word grow also means flourish. Like what? Now watch this. You have to ask yourself, how does these trees, how do they flourish? Do you know also that these trees, they are evergreen? Listen, I told you earlier about that palm tree. They are still green. See, that trees are not common in this part of the world, but listen, where they are grown, they are evergreen. They are all year. Listen, all year round. Say all year round. What we are talking about thriving, your thriving is not seasonal. It's not based on seasons. Amen. You can thrive all year round. Amen. And you will thrive all year round in the name of Jesus. You see, God wants us to have a mind shift, a paradigm shift. It is possible to thrive all year round, because this is how these trees flourish. Amen. Amen. No. Listen. When Joseph left the house of Potiphar, they knew it. They knew it. They knew it because the blessing was on him. Are you getting what I'm saying? That was what made Laban, the uncle of Jacob, to say, "Ha, oh boy, I beg, don't go." Genesis 30 verse 27, because I have learned by experience. Actually, the word experience, that means divination. You know, Laban was not godly. I mean, he was an occultic person. When he says divination, that means Olo Yewo. Hello? And they said, the reason you are flourishing is because of this guy. You better don't let him go. That was why he wanted to hold fast to Jacob. And Jacob said, the arrangement, let's have a different arrangement now. Because you have reviewed my salary 10 times downward. Let's have a new agreement now. This is going to be my own reward. I want this kind of, you know, animals. Agreed. For you to know how wicked Laban was. Do you know when they separated all the spotted animals from the clean animals? He was supposed to give those spotted animals to him. He still took it. Took them. But because there's a God that rules in the affairs of men. Listen, as a covenant person, nobody can cheat you if you know what your covenant is. It looked like he played a fast one. God gave him an idea. I call it a special breeding program to breed animals. This is even before genetics came. God gave him an insight as to how to breed those animals. That at the end of the day, out of nothing, God made something. In Genesis 30 verse 43, that this man became so powerful, more powerful than Laban. I'm trying to tell you something. Your covenant is stronger than you what? Than you know or you imagine. Say this after me. Say, my flourish will not be seasonal. Say, I flourish all year round. Do you know that Joseph flourished? He flourished as a slave. He flourished as a prisoner. He flourished as a prime minister. There was no season of life. He was not flourishing. That will be your testimony also. In the name of Jesus. We look at Daniel. Daniel flourished as a slave. He flourished as a student. He flourished as a highly influential government official. This is what the covenant of flourishing or thriving makes available. And this is what is going to be your testimony. Tap your neighbor, say, I am thriving. Oh. Say, I will thrive. Oh. This anointing to thrive, it's an anointing to flourish all year. You see, in fact, lest I forget, one other attribute about those trees, when you look at Psalm 92, verse 14, it says, you will still flourish when in old age. They will be fat. That word fat is not talking about this kind of fatness. Actually, the word fatness there means rich, wealthy, to be affluent, to be anointed. And what? Flourishing. Listen, those trees, the longer they live, the more fruitful they are. So that's to tell you that, listen to this, sir. Some people are worried about old age. Tap your neighbor, say, you need to be excited about old age. Because that's when your flourishing will multiply. That's when your impact will grow. Are you getting something in the house tonight? Tell your neighbor, say, the anointing to thrive will make you to flourish all year round. Say, this year, you will know no dry season. Come on, talk like somebody said, you will know no dry season. Say, you will be wet. Say, you will be green. Say, you will be lush. And you'll be luxuriant. If you believe that, say better amen. Amen. Number four, the anointing to thrive. What can this anointing accomplish? What does this anointing, what does God want this anointing to accomplish? How many have I given you now? Number four, this anointing will also empower you to flourish in whatsoever you do. What are you doing? Are you a janitor? Are you a businessman? Are you a homemaker? Are you a career person? Are you a civil servant? Listen, the anointing to thrive, this anointing to thrive makes people, covenant people, to do what? To flourish in whatsoever they are doing. You know, some people have this feeling that, oh, because I'm not CEO, no disrespect to CEOs here, that I cannot flourish, or my chances of succeeding, my chances of flourishing are slim. Tapping them and say, no. I'm going to show you that in a minute now. Because when you look at these people I mentioned, okay, let's even look at Joseph. I said it earlier on. How can a slave be flourishing? Okay, let me ask you. Apart from Joseph, do you know of any slave? You know when you say somebody's a slave already? You are lesser than what? A full, bona fide, what? Citizen. You have little or no rights, Abby. You're a slave. How can a slave be what? Flourishing. When you read Genesis 39 from verse 2, and the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man. Verse 3 says, and he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. And watch this. The Bible says, and he what? Verse 3, let's see something there. The Bible says, and the Lord made how many things? All that he did to prosper in what? His hands. A slave. Amen, somebody. Because the anointing to thrive makes you to flourish what? In whatsoever. So as a student, amen, you will flourish. Listen, you may be a homemaker. You're a mother. You are just raising your kids. That does not mean that you're excluded from what? From flourishing. As you are raising those children, right, God will flourish the works of your hands. Psalm 1, verse 3. It shall be like a tree planted by what? The rivers of water. That what? Brings what is fruit when? In his season, his leaves shall not what? Watch this. Whatsoever. Say whatsoever. What is whatsoever? Anything. Anything he does shall do what? Because this life is rooted in God. Hello, somebody. You see, when God is your source, when God is your origin, you will thrive in whatsoever you do. Amen. So tap your neighbor, say, rejoice. Ask your neighbor, say, what are you doing? Because some people think that, oh, if I'm not CEO, if I'm not MD, I cannot prosper. No! This anointing to thrive will make you to thrive in the works of your hands. Even as a musician. Amen, somebody. Hello, somebody in the house. Listen to this, sir. When God's hand comes on what you are doing, little becomes much. And that's your testimony this year. I said that's your testimony this year. Please tell your neighbor, say, you will flourish in whatsoever you do. If you believe that, say better amen. Number what now? 5. The anointing to thrive. What can he do or what will he do? This anointing would also enable you to flourish in all your ways. That's what the Bible said about David. 1 Samuel 18 verse 14. It says, and the Lord was with David and he prospered. That word behaved himself wisely actually means prospered. In how many? All his ways. Listen to me, God's people. The anointing to thrive is supposed to affect every area of your life. It's not just your finances, your health. Amen? Your health, your mind, your mental state. You know, there's a lot of talk today about mental health, which is important. But listen to this. God's flourishing grace is supposed to cover every area of your life. It's not God's plan for you to be thriving in your finances and you are sick in your body. Amen? It's not God's plan. Listen, this thriving should affect every area of your life, including your children. Amen? So everything about you, everything that concerns you will thrive in this new season in the name of Jesus. Everybody say, I am thriving in all my ways. When you look at your children, listen to these, you will see the fingerprints of flourishing and thriving over their lives in the name of Jesus. If you believe that, say better amen. Amen. Number what now? Number 6. This anointing to flourish or to thrive, what can it do? It will also empower you to flourish anywhere you go. Anywhere you go. When you look at Joseph, when he was in Potiphar's house, he was flourishing. When he got to the prison, he kept flourishing. When he got to the palace, it didn't matter the place. Look at your neighbor and say, it will not matter the place. With all respect, due apology, amen. To our brethren who are in Lagos, amen, or some of these cost promoters, commercial nerve centers of the world. Listen to these. Anywhere you go, the flourishing grace is strong enough to what? To prosper you. I've showed you about Joseph. Amen, somebody. You know, prison will be like a hard place to what? To prosper. Amen, somebody. So I said, how can anyone be prospering? Amen, somebody. Tap your neighbor, say, when the oil is involved. Tap your neighbor, say, your case is different. Please tell him, I say, your case is different. Stop saying that you are not like every other person. You are different. Amen. Because you have been redeemed. Amen, somebody. You have been purchased by the blood of the Lamb, and he redeemed you for himself. Amen. So tell your neighbor, say, I see you thriving anywhere you go. I mean, this is, I love this. Some people have limited God to particular places or particular geographical location. Some people think that if you are not in a place like Lagos, that you cannot prosper. Says who? Amen, somebody. Hello, somebody in the house. Come. Look at your neighbor. Ask your neighbor, say, is God with you? Please let me ask you, are you sure God is with you? Then tell your neighbor, say, if God is with you, that's the most important thing you need. Listen, men may leave you. Just make sure that God does not leave you. And let me even say this to somebody. It doesn't matter the people who have exited your life. It doesn't matter. The most important thing, just make sure that God has not left you. Because whosoever left, God will bring replacement. Are you getting what I'm saying tonight? Listen, young lady, the guy left. Don't worry. God's bringing replacement. Is somebody receiving it tonight? God is bringing replacement. God cannot leave you in the ditch. God will not leave you alone. Amen? Amen. He said, I will never leave you. Do you know what that means? I will never. Say never. Never. I mean, is God a liar? No. Hebrews 13 verse 5 said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. You know, at times I like reading the Bible in the original language. I'm not a Greek scholar, amen, but there's a popular Greek scholar who said that scripture that I quoted now, Hebrews 13 verse 5, that the way it is written in the original is this: I will never, never, never leave you, nor never, never forsake you. I'll say it again. I will never, never, never leave you, nor never, never. Listen, it's different from when you read it in KJV. It's not the same. Apologies to linguistics or people study English. English language is not a very rich language. Apologies. Amen. But that's the truth. Because when you look at love, love in English is love. But when you look at love in the Bible language, it means a lot of things. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Tap your neighbor, say, God has made you a promise. Tell him, or I say, he will never, never, never leave you, nor never, never forsake you. Tell your neighbor, say, believe that. Stop crying. Stop weeping. Stop mourning. Eh? Stop mourning. Whosoever left your life, stop crying. Better relationships are coming. Are you hearing me tonight? The most important thing, don't let God leave you. God is everything though, that you need. Though. 2 Kings 18 verse 7. The Bible was speaking about Hezekiah, and the Lord was with him, and he prospered whithersoever he went. You see, that's the key. That's the key to prospering everywhere, to flourishing everywhere. God factor. Amen. Joshua 1 verse 7, God told Joshua also, make sure that you don't depart from the words of this book. Don't turn to the left, don't turn to the right. Why? So that you can what? Prosper whithersoever. That means anywhere. Tap your neighbor, say, I don't know about you. My prosperity, my flourishing is not localized. Let me bring it home. Your story should be like a duck. You know a duck? You put a duck on the ground. What will happen? It will walk. You throw the duck inside water, it will swim. You throw the duck in the air, it doesn't matter the place. the dark tribes. That's why you too will thrive. Say after me, say, I will thrive. Listen, there's no hard place. There's no hard place. There's only hard people. There's no hard place. There's no difficult place. Are you telling me that there are places that God cannot soften? Look at your neighbor and say, because Oluwa is involved in my matter, there can't be any hard place. Onaleti for any other person, but when you show onayama lack. Are you hearing me tonight? Tell your neighbor, I am wired, designed by the anointing to thrive, to flourish everywhere I go. Tell him, say, this is my testimony this year. I will thrive everywhere I go. If you're believing that, say amen. Oh. Then number 7, this anointing to thrive, what will it do? This anointing will also empower you to flourish above your contemporaries and your mates. The Bible spoke in Psalm 45 verse 7 that the oil of gladness is what God wants to put on your head to put you above. Say above. Do you know that the anointing to flourish that was operational in the life of Daniel? It made Daniel and his friends, they were 10 times better. Daniel 1 verse 20, 10 times better than all their contemporaries. Are you hearing me tonight? The anointing to thrive will single you out among your mates, among your contemporaries, in the name of Jesus. Look at your neighbor, say, the anointing to flourish will single you out. You know, when the Bible was talking about David, when he was serving Saul, his master, 1 Samuel 18 verse 30, the Bible says, David behaved himself more wisely than all the servants of Saul, that his name was what? Held in high regard. The word, that word, behaved himself wisely, is actually prospered in the Hebrew. He prospered above. So when you are looking at all the servants of Saul, David was what? The one that stood out. When you look at Daniel chapter 6 verse 28, so this Daniel prospered in the reign of Cyrus the Persian, and Darius the Median. When you look at Daniel among the other presidents, in Daniel chapter 6 verse 3, the Bible says there was an excellent spirit. Say excellent spirit. And the king preferred him above what? Look at your neighbor. Say, the anointing to thrive that is on you, say, will empower you to flourish above your contemporaries. Tell your neighbor, say, I see you flourishing above and beyond your contemporaries. Is somebody receiving it tonight? Listen. I share this insight with you so that you will know what thriving, the anointing to thrive, is capable of doing. These are the areas you should begin to release your faith and expect that there will be a manifestation. Say this after me. Say, I will thrive. Say, I will thrive. It's my time to thrive. And the anointing to thrive will empower me to flourish in all of those ways. If you believe that, say amen. Amen. As I begin to round up tonight, I've spoken about what this anointing is capable of doing and what this anointing will do. I want to share with you, in the few minutes that I have left, how do I put this anointing to thrive? How do I put it to work? Listen, it's one thing for you to have something. It's another thing for you to know how to make it to work. There's a way to activating the anointing to flourish. How can I put this anointing to work? Number one, by believing in this anointing. Watch me, God's people. This may look so simple, but at times, people miss it in the simple things, not the hard things. Do you believe that there is an anointing to flourish? Do you believe in the testimony that God has given us tonight about what the anointing to flourish can do and will do? Please ask your neighbor, say, do you really believe? I'm not talking about believing it with your head. I'm talking about believing it with your heart. I'm talking about embracing it. You see, if this anointing will work, you must believe it. There's something about belief. God always demands from his people that they put their faith, they put their trust in what he has said. One of the greatest things that God demands from us, his children, is for us to trust him and to believe in what he has said. The key to thriving, the key to making this anointing to thrive, is to believe. Look at your neighbor and say, do you believe? Believing is important. The Bible says in Mark chapter 9 verse 23, if you can believe, how many things? Believing opens the door of possibilities. If you can believe. If you can believe. We need to come against every spirit of unbelief. You need to fight your doubts. Everything that is telling you in your head, in your mind, that you will not rise, that you will not be able to see a way through in this season. You need to fight those things. And you fight it by exercising your authority in Christ. Because once God has made a promise, God will not lie. That's why I love the father of that boy in Mark 9. When Jesus came to him. And Jesus said, if you can believe, how many things are possible? The man said in verse 24, Lord, I believe. Help what? Lift up your hands, say, Lord, I believe. Say, Lord, I believe. I believe in the anointing to thrive. I believe there's a grace to thrive in the midst of difficulties, in the midst of these challenges. And this grace will speak in my life. Say, it will speak in my life this year in the name of Jesus. You need to believe. You need to believe. You need to reinforce your belief. You need to keep believing it until it becomes an established truth. Until it becomes something that the enemy cannot knock away from your heart. 2 Chronicles 20 verse 20. Believe the Lord your God. What will happen? You will be established. Believe his prophets also. So shall you what? Prosper. Your believing is important. Isaiah chapter 7 verse 9. It says, surely if you not believe, you will not be established. If you want this promise to be established in your life, if you want to see thriving on all fronts, like I've explained it, you need to believe. At times we believe the reports in the news, the reports of men. We don't believe the Lord's report. That's why Isaiah said in Isaiah 53 verse 1, Lord, who had believed our report? See, after me, say, I am a believer. Oh, you are not getting it. Say, I am a believer. I am supposed to believe. Abi, that's why you're a believer. You're supposed to believe. Believe the report that God has said about you. God does not make failed promises. Amen. Your conviction. Your resolve should be this. God said it. I believe it. And that settles it. Tell your neighbor, say, my father has spoken. Say, my dad. Let's say that way. Say, my dad has spoken. Say, every other person who comes afterwards is a latecomer. So anything anybody has said, anything anybody is saying, it does not count. It does not matter as what God has said. Are you hearing me tonight? I don't know what men have said to you. I don't know what circumstance is saying to you. I don't know what the situation you find yourself is saying to you. I want you to exalt what God has said above every other thing. There's a man in the Bible. I call him the Minister of Economics and National Planning during the reign of the King of Israel, 2 Kings 7. When Elisha brought the prophetic word, by this time tomorrow, so and so shall be sold at what? The gate of Samaria. The man said, do. Even if God were to open the windows of heaven. How can, because things were so bad. Listen, they were really very bad. Bad, say bad. People were eating their children. So that's bad, that's very bad. People resorted to cannibalism. Things had gone haywire. And somebody now say a prophetic word, prophetic in it. Listen. Elisha, you know what he said? He said, well, you will see with your eyes, but you will not partake. Tap your neighbor and say, that's not going to be my portion, though. Say what God wants to do in this house. Say what God plans to do in this season, which is thriving. I will not be left out. You need to believe it. Let me say this to you. At times, God's promises look too good to be real. I say, hey, are you sure? God, listen, God does not make mistakes. You know what he said? It's an indictment on God. Listen, God does not need to open the windows of heaven. The last time I checked, when he opened it, the heart never recovered. You remember what happened? When the rain fell? God does not need to open the windows. That's why the prophet said, you know what? You will see with your koro eyes, but you no go chopulate, you no go partake. Tap your neighbor and say, I will be a partaker. Listen, I know words have been spoken from this altar since the beginning of this conference. I know you've had prophecies, you have declarations. You need to hold fast to every declaration because it's going to come to pass. It will only come to pass for those who believe it. At times, you have to be foolish enough to believe what God has said, even when your senses and your environment is saying something else. Because I know there's a God who rules. God will show himself strong on your behalf this year. Listen, God wants to brag over us. You give God the bragging rights when you choose to believe what he has said, so that the people around you will begin to wonder and say, Bawolo say. You tell them, I'm not the one doing it. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Listen, you and I will walk through the valley of the shadow of death, but God has promised to be with us. Trust and obey. Amen. I know our head calculates. Our head gives us problem. Amen. Calculates. You're calculating. Tap your neighbor and say, stop calculating. Tell your neighbor, say, put your trust in God. Stop calculating. I remember when the prices of diesel started going up. But last year, I was going up. Is it going up? No, it goes up and down now. Amen, somebody. I've stopped bothering my mind about that. Amen, somebody. Hello, somebody. Because when you look at it, at times now, what you spend in the diesel, what we spend in the diesel in a week is almost what you used to spend like 6 months, 2 years ago. Listen to this. Stop looking at the figure. Stop calculating. Let your confidence be stronger in God. My time is up. Amen. A friend of mine said something. He said, if your faith in God is not growing, then your concerns will be growing. And that's true. Why are people worried? Why are people full of, there's a lot of anxiety. Why? Because people have more confidence in what they are seeing, they are hearing, other than what God has said. Please saturate your mind. Saturate your environment. I guard my mind, though. I protect my mind. I don't listen to junk. I don't listen to all kinds of things. I make sure I'm listening to what God is saying. I make sure I'm listening to what God has in mind. That is what I want to grow and be developing me. Listen to this. If you keep listening to negativity, fears, worry, you'll be full of it. That's why this conference has come. Look at your neighbor. Tap your neighbor and say, you will never remain the same. Rise up on your feet. Glory be to God. I want you to prophesy tonight. Look at that person. Hold the hand of that person and tell the person, you will flourish. It's your time to thrive. It's your season to flourish. God has decreed it. God has said it. And I prophesy to you tonight in the name of Jesus that nothing will stop you from thriving spiritually, emotionally, mentally, financially, physically, relationally, career-wise, business-wise. You are flourishing on all fronts. Your testimony this year is flourishing, thriving all the way. Lift up your choice. Say, Lord, I receive your word tonight that you have sent to me. Let it be unto me according to your word. Lift up your voice and begin to pray. Lift up your voice and begin to pray. Begin to pray. God's word will not return to him void. God is looking for people who will be daring, courageous to believe his word. God's word will not fall to the ground. I don't know how God is going to do it. That's not my business. My business is to believe what he has said. It's God's business to sort others out. That's not my worry. That's not my concern. My daddy will not allow me to be stranded. My daddy knows that I'm here. He knows the things that I need. Part time, he's going to make grace abound. He's going to make grace abound. Are you praying? Are you praying? Are you praying? I want you to fight every doubt. Fight every doubt. Fight every worry. Fight every anxiety. I bind every spirit of anxiety. Every spirit of unrest. Every spirit of uneasiness. Hey, are you taking dominion tonight? Are you taking dominion tonight? It doesn't matter how hard. It doesn't matter how turbulent things get. My God will make a way for you. My God will sort you out. You will not be grounded. You will not be stranded. You will not be alone. You will not be alone. Because he has promised to go with you in the journey of life, in this business of life. He's promised to bear your burdens. He's promised to hold you up. Oh God. Can we pray one more minute? One more minute. He pranamanese. He pranamanese. He pranamanese. He pranamanese. He pranamaleke. Apronamanese. Apronamalize. 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 He pronamanete. He pronamalite. He pronamalete. Are you praying? Are you praying? Are you praying? Are you praying? Are you receiving it? 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 Maseri darabalakata. So shall it be in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray for everyone under the sound of my voice tonight that you will prosper these words. I release my faith with that of your people in the areas they are extending their faith towards you. Let there be a performance in the name of Jesus. This anointing to thrive, let it speak, let it be evident in the life of every member of this house. As your people run with this promise, let the year be filled with flourishing testimonies, thriving testimonies on all fronts, in the name of Jesus. I pronounce healing, I pronounce wellness, I pronounce wholeness and deliverance tonight by reason of the word in the name of Jesus. You will never be the same. Things will never be the same because your testimony is flourishing. Your story is thriving all the way in the name of Jesus. lift up your hands and begin to thank you.
You have just listened to The World of His Grace through God's Choice Servant. We believe in the ability of the world to transform, renew, and change your life for the better as you embrace and do the Word of God. Join God's Choice Servant in life-changing services at the Life Cathedral, Airport Bus Stop, Samunda UA Road, Ibadan. Every Sunday service, 7:30 a.m. Lighthouse International Christian Center, where grace lived. God bless you. Real good.